Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Digital Talk Radio, so happy to be here. I'm Mike Gary, sitting in for the old growler. Mike Horn is out on assignment right now, probably basking himself in a vat of wine. I'm joined by the acting legend, the superstar, the sultan of safeties, two safeties in one quarter, a feat that will never be accomplished again, Hunter himself, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Fred, I'm so happy to be here with you.
Well, thanks, Mike. It's been a while since we were together, and the last topic that we talked about when we were together was the Lakers. This is the greatest gift there is for me, you know, to be here in L.A. and to every single day on every single radio show across the land. We've been hearing all about this, the incompetence of the Los Angeles Lakers. And so we're going to get into that today a little bit later on. We've got a couple of other little things here that we want to talk about here to our fans. And first of all, welcome to our show. Yes, Michael Horn, where do you think he wound up today?
Wherever the wine is being poured, I'm sure that's where Mr. Michael Horn is. But like you said, Fred, when you're talking about, I mean, it just seems like it's the gift that keeps on giving. The absolute soap opera that has become the Los Angeles Lakers, the golden team, one of the best franchises in the history of all of sports. Put them up there right with the Yankees, right up there with Real Madrid. Any sports franchise in any league you can think of, absolutely fantastic. The legacy, 16 titles. Now it's absolutely been sullied. And what's sad, the saddest thing to me right now is the legacy of Magic Johnson is absolutely being sullied as well. He has come off as petty, as petulant, as childlike, and it's very, very sad to hear. So we're going to be getting all into that, you guys. So make sure to follow Fred on Twitter, at Fred_Dreyer. Email Fred, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Listen to this podcast, FredDreyerShow.com, and follow Fred on Facebook, Facebook.com. That's the real Fred Dreyer. We're going to be getting into it, you guys.
And now, Valero Summer Vacation Driving Tips. Keep these in mind as you embark on your journey. Give your car a safety check, including coolant tank, hoses, belts, tire pressure, battery, air, and fuel filters. Prepare an emergency kit to keep in the vehicle, and have a phone number for nationwide automotive assistance in the event you need towing or maintenance. Be sure you have your license, registration, and current insurance card. And now, a word from Valero.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake. Or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there. Wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
attention, special Memorial Day announcement ahead. Dell's official Memorial Day event is back, and it's better than ever. You're getting up to $300 off select Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, enjoy awesome deals on the latest electronics and accessories like Bose headphones. And remember, free shipping on absolutely everything. Get some of the best deals of the year now, courtesy of Dell. Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL. Or go to Dell.com/Memorial Day.
I was looking for a better way to check in on our house while I was at work, and a friend recommended Blink. I was skeptical, but decided to give it a shot, and I bought a Blink camera system. With our last security system,
false alarms, wires everywhere, and monthly fees we couldn't get out of.
My bad, but our Blink system is different. They're motion-activated cameras that work inside and outside. They're wire-free, easy to set up, and they run on 2 lithium batteries that last up to 2 years.
Total peace of mind. And Blink camera systems start at under $80 with no subscriptions.
We were on vacation, and I got an alert on my smartphone that motion was detected at our front door. I checked my Blink app, and I saw it was just my cool new device being delivered.
Hey, we agreed no new devices except Blink.
Just kidding. Not kidding.
With Blink camera systems starting under $80, home security just got easier. Go to BlinkProtect.com/secure. 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 Blink is an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa.
The best pros put a little extra into everything they do. At the Home Depot, so do we. It's called Pro Extra, with member access to exclusive money-saving offers. Up to 20% off paints, stains, and primers every day. And $20 off your first purchase over $200 just for signing up. That's a lot more than a little extra. Pro Extra, only for pros, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Visit the Pro Desk in-store for details.
And we are back here in the Sports Lounge. Sultan of Safeties, Mr. Fred Dreyer. I'm honored to be in his presence, the presence of a legend. I'm Mike Carey.
Thank you.
Sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn, off on assignment. Who knows?
We know where he is. We're going to keep his secret.
Yes, parts unknown.
He's in the parking lot.
Yeah.
With his favorite bottle of wine.
Exactly. We're up to wheel him in here in a wheelbarrow. So we're having a good time. Now, talking about some, it's the offseason right now in the NFL, but the NFL is truly a year-round league. Talking about some policies that the competition committee is working on. We're talking about the Oklahoma drill. The Oklahoma drill is basically you get two guys running each other full speed, full contact, full pads, a ball carrier and a blocker trying to get by. Everybody's done it since Pop Warner. I remember doing it in high school 5 days a week and up to college. But like you said, Fred, and I wasn't aware of this, the pros, they pretty much don't do the Oklahoma drill anymore, right?
Ever since large sums of money have been exchanged, the salaries have gone up demonstrably. The people that are asking to carry the ball and block and tackle, those people are making $20, $15, $20, $25, $30 million a year. They don't want to do anything where they're going to chip anybody off. They don't want to have the stinger effect, as you would say, of injuries in training camp doing non-plus, idiotic, stupid drills. You don't need to do those things. You don't need to, that's part of an antiquated part of what I think Southern style mean tough used to
the Bear Bryant School of Football.
Yeah, they made it famous. You know, certain coaches made those things famous, and that's when the spotlight wasn't on the institution. That's when you could go out for football around the United States and literally have coaches tell the players you're not going to get any water for the next hour and a half. So yeah, Drink up right now, and if you happen to sweat yourself to death, so be it. That means you weren't tough, So there's all of that going on. But speaking of professional football, the NFL hasn't hit in training camp in 10 years. And that's because the new collective bargaining agreement said so. The one thing that they didn't want to have happen that the league doesn't want to have happen is for the players to throw a tantrum and strike and affect NBC broadcast licenses.
Yeah.
And so what do they do instead? They just simply said, have the players come in through the collective bargaining agreement and tell us what they want and what they don't want. Well, the players said, well, we want a lot of money a year, and we're going to negotiate that because you have it. Okay, we've got that. We promise not to strike, but in order to do that, here's what we want. We don't want to have to practice. We don't want to have to do anything we don't want to do. We want to have one practice a day. We want to have shorts the first couple weeks of practice.
Yeah.
We don't want to have contact. There's no scrimmaging. There's no unnecessary contact. Certainly having the Oklahoma drill lined up out there is unnecessary contact. So they don't want any of this stuff. They don't want kickoffs.
Yeah.
You can see what they've done, how it's bled over into the sport. They don't want kickoffs. They don't want a lot of things where they're exposed unnecessarily, prematurely for the season. And the other thing is when I went out to training camp last year, Mike and I went out together. And I'm looking around, and I'm seeing what's changed. And so much has changed. You've got 20 coaches now instead of six. You've got an awful lot of people standing around doing nothing. And there's no contact. They're in shorts, which is, that's okay. If you want to be in shorts, you can be in shorts. But what it looked like to me to be a speedy, organized flow of practice.
The kind of regimentation that we
grew up with. They didn't have a firm, as soon as the whistle blows, everybody goes to their deal. They go through their whatever they're going to be doing. And if you're not hitting and if you're not using your pads, what are you doing? Why are you out there? So I was asked, what do you think, Fred, about the Rams out here at Cal Irvine? And I just said, I don't understand what I'm looking at. I really don't. And I said, there's no hitting, which is that's up to you. If you don't want to hit, that's fine. But it's also, part of the conversation, not that it matters. If you're betting on these games when the season starts, you have to understand that these guys aren't up to speed until six or seven games into the season.
Exactly.
You can see it. Yeah. They're just
the
asleep.
The quality of the play.
They're just asleep. The league is – and from that standpoint, I take umbrage at this, that the players are running the sport on empty,
There's two things that you just said, Fred, that I find very, very insightful and important. First of all, when you said that the culture of football, in my opinion, is kind of based in a militaristic culture. Because growing up, like the Bear Bryants and the Woody Hayeses of the world, they're all veterans. They've seen war. And so if someone's saying, hey, I got a cramp because I'm out of water, hey, I was served in a combat zone, that's not going to, pardon the pun, hold water anymore for those guys. And as farther we've gotten away from that kind of culture and the more called the players have become, the more empowered players have become. And what you said, too, about the collective bargaining agreement, there's one thing that the owners will never, ever, 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 ever give up, and that's guaranteed contracts. They will never allow for guaranteed contracts to be in the NFL like they are in the other four major sports leagues. And so I feel like, to me, just, as a layman, it seems like they're acquiescing to anything the players want, so long as they don't touch that no guarantee contracts.
Well, that's a good observation on your part, but here's what's changing. At some point in time, they're saying the classic example is Russell Wilson, quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. They gave him $35 million a year.
That's a big chunk of change.
That's $35 million a year, which always reflects the fact that they always had lots of money to spend. Even when I was playing, it was just, it's a joke. They made so much money off players, it was unbelievable. But the one thing they didn't want was a strike. So what would they strike for today? They're going to strike for, they're saying, look, we're going to give you, Russell, a five-year $35 million a year contract. whatever the numbers are, however that much is.
It's about $1.90 right
now. Yeah,
there.
Yeah. So it's like $200 million for 5 years, and this is what you're going to get. And he says, okay, but only 75% of that is guaranteed. They're always going to hold back something. They're always going to carp and not give it all to you, you know, so they can have something to say, we'll take that back as you're on your way out. They always want control over the contract. If it's a face value deal to where they say, hey, look, here's 5 years at $20 million. Here's $100 million. All of it goes to you at the end of the fifth year. You can walk away as a free agent. They'll never give up the option of ownership in a contract.
Exactly. Very, very well. Said whenever you see an Adam Schefter or any of those guys on ESPN reporting contract numbers, they say, oh, 10, you know, 6 years, $200 million. Nuh-uh. You got to read the fine print. Maybe that you get a little bit of that signing bonus. And if you get cut, sometimes you got to pay that signing bonus back. Ask Ricky Williams. We'll be right back after the break. You guys in the Sports Lounge, Mr. Fred Dreyer, I'm Mike Airy. Stay with us. Sirian Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, and Sirius XM Radio.
If you're like me, you've seen those MyPillow ads all over television, and you know what? I finally ordered some, and I finally tried them. And let me tell you, if you want to get a full night's rest and not find yourself waking up too many times during the night, get MyPillow. I tried them. My sleepless night's gone. I wake up feeling refreshed, more so than ever before. And MyPillow adjusts to the shape. If you're a back sleeper, stomach sleeper, side sleeper, I do back and side, so you get the pillow sent to you that you need. It changes the way you sleep forever. MyPillow's made right in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable. There's a 10-year warranty. And here's the best part. For a limited time, you can get four MyPillows. That's right, four for half the price. You get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. You got nothing to lose. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WINNER. That's MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER, or call directly 800-513-3363.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published.
Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. I am Mike Gary, sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn, out in assignment, joined by the absolute legend, Fred Dreyer, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one quarter, a feat that will never be accomplished ever again in the history of football, even if we don't have football in the next couple years, because that's the way it looks like, the way that Fred says, the governmentization of football. But moving on, so this is a sad day. This has been a sad week, a sad month, some might say a sad 5 years in the Los Angeles sports history. We broadcast from Hollywood, California, and just tough, tough times with the Lakers. Magic Johnson left pretty ignominiously from the Los Angeles Lakers in a blaze of glory, some might say, at the exact same time that the Lakers were introducing Frank Vogel as their new head coach at the practice facility in El Segundo, California. Magic Johnson was in New York City appearing on First Take with Stephen A. Smith, a fine ESPN property, and pretty much aired all of the dirty laundry, set a revisionist history saying that he was him and Rob, that Rob Pelinka was stabbed him in the back, was forcing him out, and whatnot. Fred, this is rough. Magic Johnson was drafted to the Los Angeles Lakers the same year I was born. His career was my childhood. Those championships, the Showtime Lakers.
You were born in 79?
Yeah.
Really?
Don't rub it in.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's time does sure does fly. But it is just absolutely amazing. So sad to see Magic Johnson, one of my childhood heroes, just make a fool of himself.
Well, that was funny because Mike Horn and I believe Jennifer Horn at one point in time, but we were talking when this first broke a month or so ago, however long it was. It seems like it was 10 years ago. Whenever this story broke, when Magic Johnson suddenly uprooted himself and told Bill Plaschke of the LA Times, well, now that you're here, I think maybe I should resign. And then he goes out and makes this preposterous statement. Nobody knows really what it was. And now it is cracked open fully. And it's now it's just oozing over everything. And what this is such a tantrum by Magic Johnson. It just, you know, it makes me feel as though that, you know, you've got a guy here who's touted as a great businessman. Yeah. I think he's a shrewd, sharp investor. I don't think he runs anything.
Yeah.
I think this behavior is indicative of a man who has been spoiled most of his life. This is a behavior trait that is shocking, that he would put Jeannie Bush, his sister, in effect,
yeah,
his sister and that organization, his love for Dr. Buss, who brought him into the business world by giving him, you know, helping him in business. I believe he gave him a percentage of the team.
Or he did, yeah.
It was 2% or something, yeah, like that. But for him to throw such a tantrum And to ineffectual a lie is what he's doing.
Yes, it is.
This is a lie, and coming from him who realized when he said to Jeannie, "Let me come over and help you part time." That is, and if he would have said to anybody, Jerry Buss, or to anybody, I think I'd like to take this job and really get on it, but I can only work Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You know, and I can't come in, you know, Friday at noon. I go home.
Yeah.
So it's like a studio head, you know, hours, you know. And so here you have this guy who comes in and says this, and they say, yes, that's fine. Yeah, whatever you want to do, Magic, because everything's up to you because you're such a good businessman. So all this cracks open. And it just kind of like bleeds everywhere. Here's my question. Did Jeannie Buss originally tell Magic Johnson, oh, by the way, I'm going to have Rob Pelinka help you?
I think that's an interesting question.
See, because here's what I think. If Magic Johnson shows up and says, let me go out and help you. I'm going to bring you LeBron. Well, everybody, including, you know, the people down the street here on Alabama Avenue here, uh-huh. here in Chatsworth, knew that LeBron was moving back to L.A.
Yeah, I mean, it's everybody knew that.
He was coming here anyway.
Yeah.
If you called him, Mike, or you and I got on the phone and said, hey, come on, why don't you just show up here and play? Okay. He was going to do it anyway.
The tea leaves weren't hard to read. I mean, he bought a estate in Brentwood. His two kids are going to Crossroads.
He's been living here along with half of the NBA.
Signs with CAA.
For the last 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, so that's number one. But at that point in time, when he showed up, from what I gather, when he showed up to meet with her after talking to her on the phone and then going over to see her and saying, you know, let me have this job and I'll bring you a championship by being the rallying point for NBA players and agents and managers to send their players and recommend that they come to us and bring the Lakers back to prominence once again. And so she said, great, but I want Rob Pelinka here to help you. I don't see him taking that job if he had to inherit Rob Pelinka.
Absolutely not.
But so I kind of asked myself, you know, who's telling the truth here? I mean, certainly he accepted the job to work with Rob Pelinka. And so he figures, well, let Rob show up in the office. He's the one that's, you know, hanging out with all the people up in the front office. And I'll be here in case he needs me for wisdom. I'll be on at Bel Air on the ninth.
Well, let me jump in. I 100% agree with you, Fred. I think that the reason that Jeannie brought in Magic was they figured that Magic would be the closer. That Magic would walk into a room. Because like you said, he's a businessman. He had been quite successful. But you get him in a room, he can close. But he's not the one that's going to put all those levers in place.
He's not going to work it every day.
Exactly.
He's not going to lead every day.
That's what Rob Pelinka was for. Rob Pelinka was the one who's supposed to, you know, cross the T's and dot the I's. And Magic Johnson was the one that's supposed to come in and close. And so Magic Johnson thought that, like, just by doing that, by working, you know, 19 hours a week, coming in, glad-handing Paul George, trying to glad-hand different superstars and free agents to get him here, was going to make him king of the totem pole. But it's not. That's not how it works. I want to talk more about this, you guys. Sad, sad days in Laker Nation. You guys stick around. Fred Dreyer, the absolute legend, acting legend, athlete, two safeties in one quarter. We'll be right back. You guys stick around here on the Sports Lounge, Sirius XM Radio, as well as Sports Byline and Sirius Digital Talk Radio.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
The Sports Lounge. I'm Mike Gary, sitting in for Mike Horn, the great Fred Dreyer, absolute legend, talking all things sports. Right now, we're lamenting the fate of the Lakers and Magic Johnson sullying his legacy. So, Fred, where do the Lakers go forward from now? It's already been revealed Jeannie Buss and the Lakers will not hire a replacement for Magic Johnson. They will not hire a new president of basketball operations. General manager Rob Pelinka will pretty much become the czar, you might say, running the whole thing. Where do we go from here? And do you think that maybe LeBron? How do you think LeBron feels about this?
Oh, God. Well, it's funny, you know. You say, you know, they showed LeBron at the Frank Vogel ceremonies, yeah, when they introduced him as a coach. They found LeBron sitting, standing way over against the wall with his arms folded, not saying or doing anything. In my view, if you're LeBron, if I'm LeBron, I've got to step forward and say, I agree with this coach. I played against him. He's a good man. I'm looking forward to it. And get the hell off stage.
Yeah.
And just go home. And just go home and say, he's the coach.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
And let's get some people in here. Because remember one thing. LeBron had better be aware that he's looking at Pelinka. He's looking at the coach, Jeannie Buss. Rambuses, plural.
Yeah, he's still
plural,
around. Yeah.
Those people. Who is going to bring, who was going to interact and interface with this, the talent pool in the offseason?
That's such an astute point, Fred, because LeBron was in a great situation politically this summer because he didn't have to answer any questions about, you know, maybe his physical stature is diminishing. The first time he's had a major injury this year with that quad injury, groin injury. The first time where he hasn't been, you know, a whole focal point of the town talking about the team, it's been Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson pretty much sucked all the oxygen from the local media towards the end of the season, and LeBron was able to fly under the radar. No one's giving LeBron a hard time for using the summer to film Space Jam 2. No one's giving LeBron a hard time because this is the first time in 11 years that he wasn't in the playoffs. And so LeBron James, first of all, I respect the fact that he was there at that press conference. I would have liked to see him put his arm around Frank Vogel instead of sitting in the back.
You need that photo op.
You do need that photo op. Make sure to follow Fred on Twitter at Fred Dreyer, at Fred _ Dreyer. Email Fred, freddreyer@cnntalk.com. We'll read those emails on the show and listen to the podcast in this fine quality broadcast, freddreyershow.com, and make sure to follow Fred Dreyer, the real Fred Dreyer, on Facebook. And so there you go.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com, your team, your community.
Chuck Woolery here for Blue Emu. How many pain relief ads do you hear daily? 5, 10, 15? And of course, all of them claim their new ingredient or their new formula will help. Blue Emu has maintained the same quality year after year and continues to be the number one branded Emu oil product. So don't trust hype. Trust Blue Emu to support healthy muscles and joints. Choose Blue Emu pain relief products. They work fast and you won't stink.
Available at retailers nationwide.
At Aaron's, we believe good people always deserve better. That's why during Aaron's Memorial Day event, good people like you can get started leasing to own top brands like GE, Samsung, and LG with no payment till June 15th and get 6 months same as cash. There's no credit needed and free delivery and setup. So don't miss your chance to get 6 months same as cash this Friday through Monday at Aaron's. Most stores are open on Sunday and Memorial Day. Transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See participating store for details.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy... what was it? Something apropos the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit pennzoil.com/travel on.
And now, Valero's summer vacation driving tips. Keep these ideas in mind as you embark on your journey. A good tune-up may be just what you need for safety and peace of mind. Simple maintenance can prevent a dangerous and expensive breakdown on the road. If possible, take turns driving or grab a short nap. It can perk you up and allow you to be more alert while driving. Don't wait until you see low fuel to get gas. You don't want to get stuck in traffic or on a deserted highway with an empty tank. And now, a word from Valero.
We've all got places to go. From work to play. Morning to night, it's go, go, go. And then go some more. We go for music, movies, workouts, and checkouts. It's quite the busy little schedule we've got going. And we need something to keep up with it all. To keep up with life on the go. That's where Valero top-tier certified quality fuel comes in. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. So you can get right back to going. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
And we are back here in the Sports Lounge. I'm Mike Arrington, sitting in for the old growler. Mike Horn on an assignment, joined by the absolute legend, Sultan of Safeties, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much, Michael. Great to have you with us. It's been a while. When's the last time you were here?
It was about a month ago.
That was when the original Laker thing broke.
I marked that occasion on my calendar. But I want to get to this real fast, Fred. This is about, you know, more about the NFL trying to tweak some certain rules. Competition committees meeting. They do this over the summertime to kind of, you know, see what they can do to make the game better, safer, more profitable, whatnot. And this next rule comes out of the wake of the last year's NFC Championship game, when the Saints pretty much probably lost the Super Bowl berth because of a brutal, absolutely brutal missed pass interference call. Anybody who's watched the game knows what we're talking about. Now the NFL owners are giving the competition committee the go-ahead Wednesday to decide whether to redefine the new rule allowing replay challenges involving pass interference. Fred, what's your take? Video replay for PI calls?
Well, look, I'm just making a note here, having read the article that NFL committee to decide whether to tweak interference rule, I made a note, government football. Mm-hmm. And here's the deal. Once you interfere with football the way they're doing right now, once you have so many instant replays, once you have an abuse of the viewing audience of instant replay, slow motion, how much slower can you get when somebody is out of bounds or they fumble, is their knee down? They're just completely overmanaging this sport for the sake of sensationalizing it. Mm-hmm. So what you wind up getting is you have like a Rich McKay, you know, which is a CEO of the Atlanta Falcons. He's president and CEO of the Falcons. He says, we really don't want our games to end on a review.
Yeah.
So they make this rule that's really to protect instant replay, which is idiotic because you wind up getting a situation like we got with the Rams playing the NFC Championship game down in New Orleans with the Saints. Mm-hmm. They thought for just a moment that there's no possible way we would ever go out on something as preposterous as that interference call.
Absolutely unbelievable.
So here's the irony of this. They say they don't want to call in the last 2 minutes of a game. They don't want to call to call a penalty where the officials, you know, now have say so over what happened on the field. They're having a terrible time deciding how do we want to end the game? Should we end the game clearly what is obvious? Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, you would throw a flag on that interference charge against the Ram defender, and you might have had a different football team in the Super Bowl against the Patriots.
Yeah.
So what we have is interference by the government on not allowing the game to play out for fear of ending the game on a bad note. What's a worse bad note? Not getting the play right for the New Orleans Saints, or the embarrassment to football and to the league for ending the game you know, on a penalty.
You're so right. I mean, the competition committee actually said that they would redefine what a Hail Mary is because they want to exempt this replay review for Hail Marys in the last 2 minutes of the game. They want their cake and they want to eat it too, like you said, Fred. They want the excitement of the Hail Mary, but also they want to make sure they get it right. Those two things are in conflict right there.
It's a complete government explanation. That's why we have this show here, government. I don't hear anybody, you know, talking about this, the fact that you've now got total control, strangulation of the sport as it happens on television in front of your fan base. And people are saying now, you know, forget that you don't want to end the game on a penalty like that. Let's get it right.
Yeah.
If you're going to have interference and you're going to have instant replay all through the game, except when it matters, what kind of a sport do we have?
And the networks love these replays. You know why? Because it's more breaks, more time to put spots in
there.
It's
more commercialization of the sport. It's the governmentization of professional football, and it's just reached the saturation point right here.
Absolutely. Stick around, you guys. We're in the Sports Lounge. We're having a good time. We're solving all the world's sports problems. Stick around. Mr. Fred Dreyer, I'm Mike Gary, CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com, Facebook.com/CRNTalk, streaming live there too. Thanks to everybody in the chat room. Stick around. Be right back to all our listeners around the world and coast to coast, Sports Byline, Sirius XM, and CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Kalani Beach Hotel,
traditional Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Ka'anapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, I do. Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Ka'anapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialist will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit KaanapaliWeddings.com or call 661-0011. Ka'anapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, I do.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
We're back here in the Sports Lounge, CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Sirius XM Radio, anywhere you can find high-quality broadcasting, that's where we are. Fred Dreyer, I'm Mike Gary, sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn, out there drinking wine. We got to talk about the Lakers. It's just such a sad state of affairs going on in Laker Nation, and just one of the premier franchises in all of sports, one of the crown jewels of all of sports. And Magic Johnson, my childhood hero. Some say he's still, you know, a lot of people have him over Michael Jordan as the best NBA player of all time. One of my favorite writers, Tony Kornheiser, he thinks that Magic Johnson's the best, and a lot of other people do too, and not just people who've watched him. And one of the saddest things, Fred, that about this whole just terrible, terrible, tragic saga is the way that Magic handled the whole thing, but specifically the way he handled his resignation, not even telling Jeannie Buss, his sister, tantamount to sister, like you said, in person. I mean, this is the woman who has been with him through thick and thin, through his HIV diagnosis, through his terrible coaching span in the early 90s. Dr. Jerry Buss, he gave Magic Johnson a 25-year, $25 million contract in the early 80s, the richest contract in the sports at that time, shepherded him through his entire business career. Whenever Magic Johnson needed advice, business advice, he'd go to Dr. Jerry Buss, and he would get that advice, and that advice would always pay off.
And let's not forget one very important thing. How Jerry Buss, the Buss family, that organization, and the city of L.A. wrapped themselves around Magic to insulate him from this AIDS situation.
He did. They all stand. I remember the press conference. There's Pat Riley in tears. The cap, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Dr. Jerry Buss, all in tears with their hands on this man's shoulder going through this terrible experience. Because back then, HIV positive was a death sentence. And the franchise stood by him.
Right. And so I remember in 91 when this happened. 92, 93, the early 90s, and then his decision to come back and play in the All-Star Game. He won the MVP in the All-Star
Game.
He
hit that three over Isaiah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so all of these things, you know, he was treated as a son. And Jerry Buss thought of Magic as a son. And when you see what's happened subsequently, you know, everybody says that, I said this earlier, everybody says that, oh, gee, he's such a great businessman. We're so happy, so busy. How could he have enough time, you know, to come here and help us and straighten out our franchise? You know, like he's going to pull the car over, right
by sheer
inside,
force of will and personality.
Yeah, and make some corrections that nobody saw.
Yeah.
You know, and so, gee, Magic is so unbelievable, you know. Maybe the AIDS virus did something to him and made him a savant, you know. Maybe he's a business savant now that he had AIDS virus. So here we have this situation, and look, I'll just say it, you know, he's no doubt, you know, been foisted upon us as a great businessman. Mm-hmm. And God bless him for having the amount of money and the connections to be put into great deals.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. And to be thought so highly of that the Guggenheim Company would go to him and to go to the ownership of the Dodgers and the Major League Baseball and say, how about having Magic as a face of the Dodger baseball locally here? It's a shoe and it's a natural deal. And by the way, he's going to put some money in too. Although I'm not sure if there's money he put in. I don't know if he did put money in or how much he did.
He did have a piece of the team, but it was like less than 1%. It was some change.
Okay, so he put in what, $200,000?
I would say a couple mil.
A couple of million dollars, okay.
He's worth about $1.3 billion.
Okay, so he put in a couple of million dollars, and he now is the royalty of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And that's wonderful. All the pluses are earned, certainly. But this behavior, how he's done this, the tantrum-like, what he's done, how he resigned, how he talked to the Lakers, how he didn't talk to them, it tells me that he's not a businessman to where he goes into the office every day. He hasn't gone into anybody's office every day. You know, he's a brat, in essence, that shows up and drifts around and shows up where he's needed, where the spotlight is, and they say to him, Magic, we need you to come in. We need you to fly to Chicago with the Guggenheim people and show up there and really wow them and backslap them and tell them why, you know, the Guggenheim group is the greatest group on earth. And he'll do that. And so, therefore, he's a businessman doing that. But the truth of the matter is he's... This thing here he did to the Lakers and to Jeannie and to Frank Vogel.
Yeah, that was unforgivable.
This to me is so telltale. This is the you know something? It's one thing to have the AIDS virus and to have that stigma. This is another stigma.
I mean,
challenges that.
Yes, the HIV virus, especially now with the kind of treatments that we have. I mean, no one even thinks of Magic Johnson with the HIV virus. That's not going to be his legacy. His legacy is going to be this. His legacy is going to be pretty much burning the bridge between himself and the Laker franchise, and hopefully, and some might say the city of Los Angeles itself. It's very, very sad. Magic, I'm praying for you. We'll be back with you guys here in the Sports Lounge. Mr. Fred Dreyer, I'm Mike Gary. CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, as well as SiriusXM. Stay with us.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean? Europe? Hawaii? Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge here, hanging out with the absolute legend, the acting legend, two safeties in one game, never be done again, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Fred, we have a lot of correspondence. We love your emails. We love your cards and letters. What do you got for us today?
Well, I've got a couple of little things here that are very meaningful. One is Greg Scott Cummins, who was an actor that we hired on Hunter and also in the Highway 395 many years ago, who writes a very nice letter to me, and just catching up, and has said some very nice things, and I will say the same to you, Greg. We hired you to play a couple of great roles, and you were, if anybody remembers 395, the bad guy that I interviewed in the prison, he did a great job. And a terrific actor and a good friend, and I haven't seen or heard from him in a long time, so it was great to hear from him. And then we have Vito. Hi, Fred Dreyer. How are you? I'm Vito from Vito Workshop in New Zealand. Wow. You know, this show, folks, goes all around the world.
New Zealand.
You don't know that until someone from New Zealand sends you a letter. I really hope you can have your permission to make some 1/12 action figures for the Hunter TV series 35th anniversary. Please reply to blah, 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 blah. And it's okay with me. It's okay. Maybe we'll have Courtney get back to you on that. But I don't have any say so one way or another. So I appreciate anything you could do. Gail Morgan says, truly hope your daughter and grandkids are safe. Just awful storms out there in Oklahoma. There's a lot of tornadoes out in the Midwest, folks. So be careful out there. And yes, thank you. And Gail also says, it's a pleasure meet. Did you ever have the pleasure meeting Tim Quad, Tim Conway? Such an awesome treasure. No one will ever come close to his genius. I met Tim a long time ago. I know his son, Tim Conway Jr., and it was sad to see him pass.
That's thank you so much for your cards and letters. You guys keep those emails coming. The Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. And follow him on Twitter at Fred_Dreyer. And also follow him on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer. Until next week, Fred, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, folks, and we'll see you next time.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.